Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Forum Energy Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FMC, and on the OTCQB under the symbol FDCFF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Rick Mazur. Now, Rick, we're going to get a broad update here, because just to bring everybody up to speed, Forum Energy Metals really is a prospect generator. It at least has that model, as you guys have well over a dozen projects, I believe, ranging from copper projects to uranium projects to nickel copper palladium projects. We are going to start off with the Love Lake property, because this is 100% owned by Forum, and the company has just wrapped up the maiden drill program here at Love Lake. It was 11 holes, just short of 3,000 meters of drilling. This is a nickel copper palladium project. Rick, please bring everybody up to speed on the strategy here at this Love Lake property and what drove the company, you guys, to drill it.
Yeah, well, thanks, Corey and Shad, for having me back on the show. As you mentioned, we got a lot on the go here. Where do we start? Well, let's start with Love Lake. We just completed a drill program there, about 2,900 meters and 11 holes drilled there. We acquired this by staking in 2019, the Love Lake project. It was an area of historical copper, nickel, platinum and palladium showings over a vast area. And we focused on the Love Lake complex or intrusion as a place to really have a good hard look and take a good scientific approach. So we in 2019 staked it. It was wide open. We got on the ground. We sampled the old showings. We did an airborne magnetic survey over the 100 square kilometer intrusive complex. We isolated certain feeder zones that we thought were important and did an airborne electromagnetic survey. And culminating in this this drill program, which focused on an EM target in what we're calling the Corvin Lake target, a copper showing area that historically, back in the late 60s, hit 30 meters of 0.2% copper, did not analyze for PGMs at all. And we drilled a trench area where they got very high PGM values in a copper nickel surface showing. So that's where we focused our drilling, and results are three of the holes are in the lab. Eight of the other eight holes have been delivered to the lab just this week. Results, hopefully, Corey, labs are backed up. It's a common theme in our industry right now, but we should be getting results in October and November.
Well, Rick, I know that in addition to Corvin Lake, you also had some holes drilled at what lake and also at Corvin Creek. So of those three, and maybe there was other targets that were not mentioned in the press release, which one are you most excited about? I know we're waiting on the assays from those 11 holes still, but which one of those targets are you most encouraged by, but just from what you saw?
Yeah, what's funny about our business is, the old timers, when they're out there prospecting, banging rocks, crashing through the bush and finding these old showings, they knew something. And what I'm really excited, we're getting sulfides in all of the holes. I can say that. We have to wait for assays, of course, but from what we're seeing, I'm very encouraged by the Corvin Creek area is very interesting, what we're seeing. And what lake, certainly, we want to see what the assays come out of that. The EM target that we drilled Not so much, but platinum and palladium are no-see-um minerals. You got to wait for the assay. So we're looking forward to seeing what comes out of the lab in the coming months.
All right, Rick, let's talk about some of the company's uranium projects then. We're going to talk about a couple that are under JV agreements, and we're shifting to uranium because that has been the one standout resource, and especially when it comes to the stocks, those stocks have been running too. So let's start with Northwest Athabasca JV. Now, we haven't talked about this one before, but first, outline who the JV partners are and what the strategy is to move this project forward, please.
Yeah, so Corey, we announced in a press release there in early September that we're applying for permits to go back in there and drill our Northwest Athabasca joint venture. The partners on that project are ourselves. We have about 40%. NexGen Energy has 28%, Cameco 20%, and Orano 12.5%, and we're the operator. We had a JV meeting, and we will be the only funding partner behind this project. The other three have agreed to dilute. That'll with the planned budget that we had, that'll increase our interest to about 47% in that project. The reason we're taking a look at Maurice or Northwest Athabasca is the Maurice Bay deposit is a historical deposit that was discovered in the late 70s. It's 1.5 million pounds of uranium. It's at a grade of about 0.6%. Interesting, very interesting showing, but it's perched up in the sandstones. It's not at the unconformity or in the basement where these huge deposits tend to occur. But the fact that the Maurice Bay deposit exists suggests to us that it's a very fertile uranium mineralizing system. And we've got, we've last drilled it in 2016, and we've been getting some very good sniffs of uranium, up to 5% uranium on that property. And there's many more targets to test. We just wanted to get back there. And we'll see as I say, we're going through the permitting process right now.
Well, Rick, just as a reminder of the audience, you actually have 9 different uranium projects, and you kind of cut your teeth on the uranium business in the last cycle. So there's still some nice projects that you're holding. Another one is Fur Island. Just bring everybody up to date on that JV with Orano.
Yeah, well, talking about cutting my teeth, I cut my teeth in the uranium business in the 70s as a geologist. So worked for about 10 years in the uranium patch. And our VP exploration, Ken Wheatley, has been in the business for 40 years. Whereas I went off and got involved in gold and copper and silver and lots of other things, he's been in it for 40 years in the Athabasca. So Ken was operating our Fur Island project this winter. It's a joint venture with Orano. Orano has to spend $3 million to earn a 51% interest. They have to spend $6 million to earn a 70% interest. We got some good sniffs this winter. There's an alteration zone that we're following that suggests to us that there is uranium somewhere hidden on that Fur Island property. Seems to be going to the north in an area that we have not done enough geophysical surveys to really jump in there with the drill. So what we've recommended to Orano is conduct a resistivity survey followed by a drill program. And I think the resistivity, you know, the resistivity survey will get done in this winter. And I don't think we're going to be able to get Orano to commit to a drill program, to fund a drill program this winter. I think they're going to want to take a look at the results.
All right, Rick, let's also move it over to the Janice Lake Copper Project. This, you are working on this with Rio Tinto. I understand that you're waiting on assay results here. Please bring everybody up to speed.
Yeah, since we last talked on the show, we were waiting for results, Corey, I'm not sure. Got some good results from nine holes that were drilled last winter by Rio Tinto on our refuse target. They went back in there this summer, just wrapped up their drill program at the end of August, drilled nine more holes on this refuse target, which is one of four areas now that Rio Tinto has drilled since we entered into the option with them in 2019. So we're waiting for results. October, November is when we should start seeing results from that drill program that Rio Tinto undertook on our Janice Lake Copper Silver Project.
Well, Rick, just as we wrap up here, just remind folks what kind of cash the company has in the treasury to keep funding some of the exploration work and any key catalyst as we round out the year.
Sure. We raised $3.5 million in the beginning of the summer there. So we have $3.5 million. Well, and we raised a bit of flow through money before that. So we have about $4 million in capital allocated for our exploration budget. And Love Lake is so far from the bills that I'm seeing that that's been whittled down to about $3.4 million. About $600,000 has been spent there. So we got $3 million more to spend in 2022 on our exploration programs. We've got $2.5 million in working capital to cover our G&A costs. The $3 million budget that we plan for the new year will go towards, the Northwest Athabasca project. We're leaving some of that $3 million unallocated to just see what kind of results we get from Love Lake. As you know, we won't know until November, December, what comes out of that out of the lab, and we'd like to take a look at what we come up with at Northwest Athabasca project, our uranium project, and then we'll allocate our budget to that last bit of our funding to the one that we think is going to make the biggest discovery, probably in the summer of 2022.
All right, Rick, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. Rick, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, Corey, thanks. Thanks, Shad.